Yeah, awesome. Come on. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, it's great to see you guys. Great to see you guys. Yeah. First, a little bit of snow. It's nothing too serious. Just testing it out this morning, coming down Amundsen. I had to lay on the brakes hard, and it definitely stopped well. Yeah, it's hooking up good. That's my little Blizzak ad. They're awesome. Yeah. So I was praying about the service and opening it up today, and as soon as I asked the Lord about it, he said billboards, and I'm like, "What are you talking about, billboards?" And he says, "Well, you know, picture me, not me, but the Lord, picture Lord speaking, picture me being out fighting your battles. I've been gone a long time fighting your battles, and I'm coming back to the city of your heart, and I see billboards up that are of this world and not of me. So where's your heart today?" That's what he's asking me. So I guess I'm asking you, where's your heart today? Are the billboards around your heart of him, or are they of the Lord? And so he's just imploring me and us, I believe, to, in our worship today, to begin to tear down maybe some of those billboards that aren't of him and put up the billboards for him. So why don't you just stand with me right now and go ahead and raise your hands and just begin building those billboards that are honoring the King. They're welcoming him back to the city of our heart. Come on. Amen.
Everything that we do, here we are. Just wants to, as I was picking this list, I felt like he was telling me he wanted the songs that we were singing to remind you that the battle belongs to the Lord, and that he is your greatest defense, that he is the victor, that he is your defender, that he is the one who goes ahead of you, and he is the one who is behind you, and he is the one who encircles you, and that he is your safety, and he is the rock, and he is the fortress, and he is the foundation, that he won't be moved, that it doesn't matter what the mountain it is, it doesn't matter the storm or the valley, it doesn't matter whether it's high or it's low, he is unshakable and he is unchanging and he is consistent through every season and every age and every generation. And I feel like right now he just wants to come with his presence and just surround you. I just see him going like this around each one of you, and he's like, I've got you. I've surrounded you. I am the only swirl that you need to be worrying about. Just me. I am surrounding you with my presence. I've already handled it. I am the victory. So just receive that as we sing these next couple songs. This is for you. This is an encouragement from him for you this morning.
Come back with the head of my enemy.
Hallelujah. Man. I was asking the Lord what to do for tithes and offering today, and I think I'd like to ask the worship team to keep playing that background music to that last set a little bit. And the Lord's really had me focused on this flag and this painting over here. I think it's probably pretty familiar to you, eh? And he's specifically talking to me about raising my banner and letting his Holy Spirit blow through it. So I've asked a couple volunteers here to come up. If maybe one of you could stand here, maybe the other over there. And I chose them because they look like they've got a lot of muscle, don't you know? And I want to be able to hear the Holy Spirit blow. And I just ask you to think about and envision you raising your banner, whatever that looks like, and let the Holy Spirit blow through it. Let it be heard. Go ahead, guys. Make it happen. Make sure they can hear it in the back. Come on. Harder. Yeah, let it go, man. Pour it out. Just pour it out. Yeah. Just do this for a minute or so. Come on. Yes, Lord. I believe he's speaking to whatever it is you've been called to, whether you're a businessman or woman, whether you're a stay-at-home dad or mom, whatever it is, fill in the blank, raise your banner for what he's called you to do. And let him blow through. Let him catch your sails and carry you. Let it feel like just this invisible hand pushing you, pulling you, taking you in, taking you through. Confidence. I just declare confidence. Courage. Destiny. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Just let that happen. Let it be free to reign in your heart. Yeah. Could you go ahead and put that scripture up on the screen for me? So the Lord laid this on my heart today. It actually might look familiar because it's one of the scriptures that we would be reading for today in our 40-day fast. And it just really jumped out at me today for our tithes and offering and our heart. You know, we don't war with weapons that are made of this world. Spirit-led, Spirit-given, Spirit-empowered weapons. And so as we become warriors and step into that, it may not look like a warrior at all. And so, you know, I'm going to read this in a second here, but this may not seem real warrior-like when you read this, but when I read it today, I felt like I was standing here holding my banner up and I was at war with principalities and powers. So let me read this. Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. Come on. Heavenly Father, we just thank You. Thank You for the opportunity to give today, both out of our wallets, but really out of our heart, Lord. It's an extension of our heart. We give it to You. We give it all to You, Lord. We give you our heart. So you can give online at akbridgeofhope.com. We've got a basket up here, and there's boxes on the wall in the back here. And yeah, so you got something you want to say? Huh? Okay. Yeah, all right. So yeah, so thank you, Lord. Amen. Just come on down as you feel led. Thank you, guys.
So everybody, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. So this morning as we were worshiping and Annie gave that word about how the Lord wants to surround us and He goes before us and He comes behind us and He's on our left side and on our right side. I was a soldier and sometimes I think about things in a military way of thinking, and I was going back to the battle where Gideon took 300 men and surrounded an army, and they took these jars that had a torch in them. The reason why the torch was in the jar, because it concealed its light. And so when they got up on the hill and they surrounded the camp, and Gideon's like, all right, you guys do what I do. And so understand this little bit of a side note. You don't control how the Lord lets the enemy see what you look like. Back in the garden, I believe with all my heart that Adam and Eve were beings of light, that they had light coming out of them. And before they fell, wherever they went, this light came from them. Okay? And then once they took a bite of that fruit, something happened. That light went away. And suddenly they could see themselves in a way that they weren't meant to see themselves. And I believe that when Gideon went up there, and I know this is kind of piecing things together, this is the word I heard. I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna read it to you. Take up your battle positions. Don't let there be any holes. Fill the gaps. Understand this. When you come into agreement with the Lord and you do what He has asked you to do, He is gonna be there to meet you and guard you and surround you. Last week there was a word that was given, I believe it was one of the youth, when we were doing an exercise. And in that, the youth seen themselves as a being of light. And God was showing them who they truly are. And the thing is, they were surrounded by all these dark beings that were mad at them and they were angry, but they couldn't come near it because that light was being shown out into the darkness and they couldn't touch it. And no matter how intimidating they were, that light that come out of that teen, the light that comes out of you when you are moving in the Spirit, when you're doing what He asked you to do, when you're being obedient, there's something that the enemy can't touch. And so He's calling you, stand up, go to the battle line. When I was a soldier, there was times where it's like, all right, we're going to go on this mission. You don't know the outcome of the mission, but you trust. You say, Lord, you pray Psalms 91. And then you say, I'm in your hands, Lord. Take me. Whatever happens, it's your will. And I trust you, and you are good. Fortunately, He spared me from a lot of stuff, you know. But understand this. Where He wants you to go, it's going to set people free. And it's not just for you. So this is a time to worship. It's time to celebrate. Come up. See your position where you're supposed to be. Step in it. And let Him do what only He can do. And He's going to encourage you. He's going to fill you. He's going to show you, hey, you're able to do what He's called you to do. So, tithes and offering, this is in everything. All right? So, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and find your seat, and we're going to move into the announcements here. And sure appreciate you.